This practice is called metta, or loving kindness, or loving friendship. And it's a practice of the heart. It's also a practice which helps to collect and calm the mind. So it's considered a samatha practice as well as a heart practice. And in this practice, the object of meditation is could be either the quality of metta as you connect with it in the heart, in the body, or it could also be the words, the phrases that you use to direct the mind toward the intention of love and kindness and friendship toward yourself and to others. So as we begin the practice, breathe into the heart. Just feel the breath in the heart. And bring an intention for the heart to be open, for the heart to be spacious and receptive and accepting of whatever comes up, whatever experience may come up during this practice. So sometimes we're practicing loving kindness and we may experience the arising of fear or anger. And within this spacious heart, we know that there's room for everything. So there's room for fear or anger or jealousy to arise and pass away. That actually is the quality of metta, just giving space for whatever comes up to be received. So we're going to begin by offering this friendship, this love, to ourselves. Bring to mind your own deep desire to be happy and to be at peace and to have a sense of well-being. Your heart aspiration to feel deeply connected in your life, connected to life. So however you might express this, this well-being, this happiness, this peace that you desire for yourself, connect with this heart's desire and offer to yourself the wish, the intention that you may experience the happiness that you seek, that you may experience the peace and well-being, the sense of aliveness and connection that you are wishing for in your life. So as you are your own best friend, that you're just offering this deep heartfelt wish for your own happiness. Sometimes people find that it's helpful to imagine themselves as a baby or as a child, and that they're just holding themselves, just holding yourself with kindness and caring and just wanting the best for yourself. And you might connect with a kind of a movement of the heart, a quality of the heart of caring for yourself. Like as you check in to, you know, what is present in your heart, you know, as you bring these thoughts to mind, you might notice that there's a quality of love, of caring for yourself that is present in the heart. Or you might find that it's most helpful to direct your attention to that intention with some words. So different people work in different ways, and so all of these are very skillful. And so you may, if you've done this practice, you may have some particular phrases that you like to work with. These are the ones that I usually offer. Four phrases. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. And so as you say these phrases, bring a focus, an intention to the meaning of what's being said. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. So, whether you are just silently connecting with a quality of heart of kindness and love and friendship toward yourself, or saying the phrases, or you could just simply say the word metta to yourself. It's another way of kind of just focusing our attention toward love, toward ourselves. Just work with this silently for a few minutes, continuing to turn toward yourself with love and kindness and caring. It may be that you feel it's very rich right now to continue offering metta to yourself, in which case you can continue doing that. I'm going to move on in the guided meditation to offering offering metta to somebody that you feel close to. So it could be a parent, a child, a spouse or partner, it could be a friend, a teacher, a grandchild, anyone that you feel very close to. So choosing one person, in some way bring that person into a kind of proximity with you, a felt proximity. So it could be perhaps visualizing them here with you, or imagining yourself with them someplace where you've been together, or just in a kind of felt way sensing their presence here with you. And bring to mind that, like you, they also wish to be happy and well and at peace. They also wish to have a sense of well-being and deep connection in their life. And as you consider that, let your heart respond with kindness and friendship and love, wishing them well. Bringing that intention that they may that they may experience the happiness and peace and well-being that they seek. And so you might experience a kind of a movement of the heart, a kind of radiating outwards to this person of love and friendship and kindness. And you might connect with that, just, you know, that being present in that experience of the heart extending love and caring. Or you could use some phrases to express that and extend that love to this dear person. And so, using the phrases that we used for ourselves, we offer them to this person that we feel close to. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And so take couple of minutes in silence to continue offering metta, loving friendship to this dear person. And now bring to mind somebody that you feel kind of neutral about. You don't feel particularly close to them or particularly distant from them. So usually it's somebody you don't know that well. Maybe it's a neighbor that you see in your neighborhood but you haven't gotten to know, or could be somebody who works at the grocery store where you shop, or somebody at your workplace, again, that you don't particularly know very well or feel particularly close to or distant from. And again, bring this person into some felt proximity to you, a sense of their presence with you. And again, bring to mind that this person too, although you don't know them very well at all, you can know something about them that's so central and intimate that they wish to be happy. It's at the heart of what we all do, even if we don't always reach for that happiness skillfully, we still all want to be happy. So as you consider that central aspiration of that person's being, allow your own heart to respond with friendship and kindness and caring, wishing that they may experience the happiness that they seek, wishing them well. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. Or just silently extending the heart in kindness, allowing the heart to radiate love and kindness toward that person, if that seems present to you, or simply saying the word metta to them, wishing them well. And now, bring to mind somebody you feel somewhat distant from. It's somebody that you find perhaps unpleasant to be with or hard to communicate with. One thing that's usually cautioned in working with the distant person or the difficult person is... if you're just beginning the practice, not if there's somebody in your life that you feel very traumatized by, or deeply wounded by, it might not be a good place to start. It might just be too difficult to connect with this person. So we don't want to create big obstacles for ourselves in opening the heart to somebody who is a little difficult to connect with. So choose somebody that you can feel some kind of connection with. It's not a huge obstacle to do that. And again, feeling this person in proximity with you by imagining them or just sensing their presence. And bring to mind that this person too wishes to be happy and have a sense of well-being. And although in your experience they might not always choose the most skillful or easy ways to express their desire to feel happy and well and at peace, still we can open our hearts and support them in their wish to experience well-being. So either just allowing the heart, if that quality of kindness is present and accessible to you, just allowing the heart to extend kindness, feeling that quality in the heart energetically, or and you might notice if it was more possible to connect with that quality of heart for somebody that you felt closer to than somebody you feel more distant from. And that's not good or bad. It's just the way it is, if it is like that. So in whatever way you can, whether it's just saying metta, extending the heart with kindness, or saying the phrases, offer this person your kind intentions and friendship, wishing them well. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. We can extend this field of love and kindness and friendship in all directions, including each person here on this retreat. May each one be well and happy and at peace. And all the people at the center and in this town, Barnprior, and extending in all directions to all human beings of every language, every ethnicity, every religion, female and male, young and old, near and far. May all people be well, be safe, have what they need. So it's opening our hearts with a sense of caring and wishing well for all our brothers and sisters and of the human family. And for all the creatures of this earth, all the creatures of the air, from the tiniest beings to the largest, the little insects and butterflies and songbirds and birds of prey, and all the creatures of the land, the little worms that burrow in the earth, and all the creatures that burrow and crawl on the ground and climb trees, inhabit the forests and the jungles, the Arctic regions and the deserts. Elephants and lions and creatures that live with us in our homes, domesticated animals. Animals on farms. Holding them all in our hearts with love, all our fellow beings of this earth. And the earth itself. All the different bioregions and habitats of the earth. May they be safe and not destroyed. May they be protected so that they can nourish and shelter all living beings. The oceans, the mountains. And all the creatures of the water. I think I forgot to talk about the creatures of the waters. So all the creatures of the rivers and lakes and oceans, streams. Offering metta to this whole beautiful earth. This living system of which we are a part. May all beings be well. May all beings have what they need for life. May all beings live in peace. And let's offer that our lives and our practice may support the happiness, well-being, and liberation of all beings.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.